Ottawa. The Crown is seeking to revoke bail for Tamara Litch, a leader of the Freedom Convoy, after she appeared alongside a fellow organizer in an alleged breach of her conditions. Litch was charged in February with mischief, obstructing police, counseling others to commit mischief and intimidation for her role in the massive protest against COVID-19 restrictions that gridlocked downtown Ottawa for more than 3 weeks. She was released the next month with a long list of conditions, including an order not to communicate with key convoy organizers, including Tom Morazzo, and a ban from all social media, except through counsel or in the presence of counsel. Crown prosecutor Moaz Karamji told an Ottawa court on Tuesday that Litch breached one of her conditions by being seen with Morazzo at a recent gala where she accepted an award for organizing the protest. He argued that she should be detained. Litch's lawyer, Lawrence Greenspan, said he will contest the revocation of Litch's bail and seek her release with conditions. Ottawa Police Det. Chris Benson, who is the lead on Litch's case, told the court he reviewed video of Litch and Morazzo appearing together at the awards gala. Greenspan asked Benson if he knew of any other evidence that Litch and Morazzo communicated before or after the brief interaction in the video, which took place in less than 3 seconds. He asked the detective if he was aware that some lawyers from the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms were present, some of whom are acting as her lawyers in civil matters. Benson said he believed a photograph showing Litch, Morazzo and others posing together at the award ceremony shows that she breached her conditions due to her physical closeness to him. Litch monitored the hearing remotely from an Ontario detention center, watching on video conference and listening in from a cell phone, her blonde hair in a high bun. Both Morazzo and Litch were key spokespeople of the winter protest against COVID-19 restrictions and the federal government. Morazzo is also a leader of a group called Veterans for Freedom, which staged several rallies in Ottawa over the Canada Day weekend. Police sought a Canada-wide arrest warrant for Litch for the alleged breach of her bail conditions and she was arrested last week in Medicine Hat, Alta, where she lives. Benson said he oversaw Litch's transport from Alberta to Ottawa after she was arrested. Litch is charged for her role in the Freedom Convoy, along with a co-accused, Chris Barber, who remains out on bail. On Tuesday morning, Barber's lawyer was granted a publication ban on court documents showing Barber's cell phone communications, except for those with Litch. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 5, 2022. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Erica Ibrahim, The Canadian Press.